Editor's note: this is the second part in a series on Midland hockey player Morley Spiker. To read the first installment, click here. Despite years of great plays on the ice, and the many spirited battles of the 50s between Midland and visiting squads from Meaford, Parry Sound, Gravenhurst and Collingwood, the unthinkable then happened. Because of financial problems, and a shortage of available players, the town's hockey officials decided not to operate any intermediate or senior men's team for the 1956-57 season. Morley's ability and experience were in demand by other Simcoe County clubs, however, and the 30-year-old signed with the intermediate CM Vale Harvesters. That year, Spiker helped the Harvesters claim the Barry and District League's regular season title. During one game, Morley potted 4 Harvester goals, as MVale defeated Coldwater, 7-4. The Harvesters were later the group playoff champions of the OHA, but unfortunately, they lost their best-of-5 quarterfinal series, 3 games straight, to the Aurora Belairs. By 1959, the Midland Flyers were again competing at the Intermediate A level, with Morley continuing to be a high-scoring forward in their lineup. One of his most prolific performances took place on January 6, 1960. Spiker was a whirling dervish all game, said the Midland Free Press, after he piled up 5 of the home team's 6 markers which went past Meaford Chevys goaltender Elgin Cubitt, and the Flyers beat the Chevys, 6-4. His determination to score goals was extraordinary. The Free Press once described him, in 1954, doing everything but standing on his head to push one in the Gravenhurst cage. He notched 4 counters in that game, and a decade afterward reported, Morley Spiker batted the puck into the empty cage following a dogged display of puck perseverance. While recording a pair of goals during Midland's 5-2 victory over the Aurelia Pepsis. The latter result had come in the 1963-64 campaign, in the middle of an era remembered for Jim, Chickens, Johnson bringing senior a caliber, hockey to Midland, and several outstanding amateurs and former NHLERs carrying the town's traditional green and white colors. Spiker fit right in skating with Flyer teammates George Westfall, Tom O'Connor, and Dave Nicolishan, OHA stars from the Oshawa, Whitby area, local products Johnson, Murray York, Edgar Dorion, and Ted Brady, and ex-Boston Bruin Ray Garapi. He fired shots at Hockey Hall of Famer Harry Lumley guarding the Collingwood Shipbuilders net, and battled against Bob Hassard, once a Toronto Maple Leaf, of the Bradford Expressmen. For 5 seasons, 61, 62 to 65, 66, those Flyer clubs, though officially classed as Intermediate A and Senior B entries, displayed a brand of hockey that was arguably the closest thing to professional Midland has ever known. Following the Flyers' disbandment, Morley would, not surprisingly, anchor the next Midland squad, this one being a new Intermediate B franchise named the Mustangs. At 40, Spiker finished the Mustangs' first campaign as their 4th leading scorer, placing 12th overall in the Georgian Bay League's individual points race. His career had now spanned some 20 years, and on March 10, 1967, the town honored the lifelong Midlander by holding Morley Spiker Night at the Arena Gardens. More than 500 enthusiastic sports fans gave Morley 3 rousing cheers, and the red carpet was rolled onto the ice. Midland Mayor Herb Beauchamp presented Spiker with a special recognition award, while his teammates brought out the Throne of Honor, a huge, green-colored rocking chair. An advertisement for Morley Spiker Night at the Midland Arena Gardens. Image courtesy of Thomas Parody. During the festivities, held between the second and third periods of the Mustang Stainer Lions playoff contest, Morley received $750 in gifts donated by community merchants to pay tribute to one of Midland's great sportsmen. As well, the crowd was introduced to Spiker's family, wife Shirley, née Hendrickson, sons Terry and Ron, and daughter Gail. Morley's tenure in the OHA ended with the 1968-69 Midland Flyers, but only after he'd contributed goals and assists across the regular schedule, and during the team's exciting postseason run. Midland's roster of talented players featured Alvin Robillard, Edgar Dorion, Larry Banks, Ken Edgar, Don Wilcox, and 17-year-old Wayne King. The Flyers were winning playoff rounds in April, and reached the province's Intermediate B final, taking the Durham Huskies to 5 games, before the Huskies captured the best-of-7 championship series. Spiker's veteran presence was a positive factor in Midland's success. For Ken Edgar, the way he handled himself, both on and off the ice, turned out to be inspirational. "He led by example," said Edgar. "You'd watch how hard he'd work in the practices and games, and see how good he was. You'd want to play that much better." Morley was quiet, but he was a great team guy, great in the dressing room. If any of us younger guys asked, he'd give you tips or advice. "I called him Papa, and Shirley, Mama." Spiker remained part of the club over the following few seasons, serving as the assistant trainer for Midland when the Flyers were twice Ontario Intermediate A finalists. Alas, in 1970 the Port Colborne Centennials defeated Midland, 4-1, and the next year, the Brantford Foresters pushed past the Flyers in 6 games. The future Midland Sports Hall of Famer kept active playing-wise, too, skating for the Midland 75 old-timers, a squad stacked with familiar names like Jim Johnson, Murray York, Doug Wright, Harvey Benoit, Terry, Tiger, Moore, and bolstered by former Pittsburgh Penguin forward Wally Boyer. On January 2, 1976, Morley was Midland's captain for a memorable exhibition game that saw the hometown 75 old-timers tie, 2-2, against the swift and classy Leksand IK Veterans crew from Sweden. 20 years earlier, the majority of the touring Swedish players had made up the 1956, Trey Kroner, national team. Spiker and his fellow Midlanders later traveled overseas themselves during the 70s, after the town's contingent of legends entered international tournaments in Holland and Denmark. According to Terry Spiker, his father played competitive old-timers hockey until well into his late 50s. Morley also worked, over 30 years, at the Midland Grain Elevator, owned by such companies as Canada Steamship Lines and Ogilvie Flour Mills, located alongside the freighter's berths of the town dock. Before he died, at the age of 90 in 2017, Morley lived on Midland's Russell Street, where he enjoyed watching sports on his TV at home, especially action involving his favorite hockey team, the Detroit Red Wings, the same NHL club his brother-in-law, Jack Hendrickson, suited up with across the 1950s and 1960s. Sadly, Morley's number one supporter and fan, Shirley Spiker, had passed away 12 years before her husband, but for the remainder of his life, Morley was surrounded by much family, including 6 grandchildren and a great-granddaughter. The friendships he made through hockey also stayed strong, as well. In 1996, many of those lasting connections were evident during the Centennial Arena's hosting of a Georgian Mid-Ontario Junior C contest and subsequent reunion for the 1969-71 Midland Flyers. Well-wishers and longtime supporters came and went, sharing their memories with the ex-intermediates inside the facility's booster club. The evening's tributes hinged on the pregame spotlight introductions the local heroes were to receive. So, when the coaching staff of the then Midland Thunder asked for a Flyers representative to drop the ceremonial puck at center ice, there was only one choice. Morley Spiker served as assistant trainer of the Midland Junior B Flyers in early 1970s. Photo courtesy of Thomas Parody. Spiker's career symbolized the numerous hockey achievements the town had relished. His more than 2 decades of outstanding play for its OHA teams bridged the various championships won. And in extending to Morley this welcomed task, they demonstrated their appreciation of past glories and acknowledged the respected place he held within Midland's sports history. A place that is still remembered today. Thomas Parody lives in Midland and is a writer of sports history.